Are you ready? Ready for relevant financial news? Ready for free, no-hassle streaming without a subscription? Tune into Yahoo Finance Live for hours of live market coverage. They're ready. Are you?
With your money briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal. Bitcoin investors felt the pain when the cryptocurrency bubble popped this year, but the IRS tax code allows crypto investors to take advantage of their losses. We'll have more on this in a moment from the Wall Street Journal's Laura Saunders. First, here are some money headlines. The labor market is not the only strength of the U.S. economy. To quote one economic expert, the consumer is on fire. Businesses have been pulling back on spending as the global economy cools, but the consumer is on a firm footing. Personal consumption expenditures, a measure of household spending on a range of consumer goods and services, increased a seasonally adjusted 0.4% in November from the prior month, according to the Commerce Department. That made for the ninth straight monthly increase in the PCE index. Households benefited from falling gas prices, adding to their purchasing power for other goods and services. And the University of Michigan's final consumer sentiment index for December rose more than expected. Consumers' outlook on the U.S. economy improved, a sign that many American households are shrugging off renewed volatility in financial markets as this year's optimistic sentiment continued in the final weeks of the holiday season. Finally, the Wall Street Journal says the reign of the unicorn IPO has commenced. Investors gripe that highly valued tech companies are avoiding public markets and opting to remain private for longer. But in 2018, to little fanfare, 38 tech and internet companies valued at $1 billion or more at the time of their IPO listed shares in the U.S., the most to do so since the height of the dot-com boom in 2000, according to Dealogic. That's expected to rise next year, according to bankers and fund managers who follow the IPO market. In 2019, some of the hottest names among tech unicorns, including Uber Technologies, Lyft, and Slack Technologies, are considering IPOs. Still ahead, a silver lining for investors who took a bath on Bitcoin.
The Wall Street Journal podcast are brought to you by American Express. No matter what business you're in, you know the importance of financing to help manage your cash flow. Flexible funding solutions from American Express can help. Eligible card members get business loans up to $50,000 decided in as little as 60 seconds. It could be a big headline for your business. The powerful backing of American Express. Don't do business without it. Terms apply. For details, visit americanexpress.com/business.
If you've been a Bitcoin investor, you've taken a big bath. The cryptocurrency's value has been crushed this year, falling from around 15,000 to about 4,000. Other digital currencies have similarly been clobbered. But there is a silver lining in this, a potentially big one. The Wall Street Journal's Laura Saunders says the U.S. tax code provides a measure of relief by letting investors use such losses to offset taxes on winners, either now or sometime down the road. Laura joins us in our studio. This is a tax break, isn't it, Laura?
Yeah.
How does this work? Can you use the amount that you've lost on an investment like Bitcoin to subtract from the tax on winning investments? Is that the way it basically works?
Yes. I'm going to explain this a little bit slowly because so many people who have these crypto investments just don't understand anything about taxes. They don't understand that these are investments that are taxable, like stocks and bonds, that the profits are taxable. The losses also give you an advantage because they can be deducted against your profits if you do it in the right way at the right time. And there are a bunch of other things as well, like you can use your losses to shelter your profits, especially from the same year. But even if you have extra losses, they can carry forward to a future year. And another good piece of news is that those losses can be used to offset taxable gains on other investments. Like if you had a piece of land and you sold it, and you wouldn't have to pay the tax if you had the losses from the Bitcoin. I think we had an example that somebody had $40,000 of losses on Bitcoin, but she had $10,000 of gains in Bitcoin and $20,000 of gain on Apple stock. Well, then she wouldn't pay any tax on those gains, and so that sheltered all these taxes. This is important. important to pay attention to, and it's especially important to pay attention to before the end of the year, because if you take those losses this year, they could be applied to gains, or they could carry over to the future or whatever. And so we can't give specific advice, and each person's situation is different, but this is really something to go read the story and learn about how this works.
Now, you say driving much of the tax treatment of cryptocurrencies is a 2014 IRS notice. It held that cryptocurrencies are often investment property, such as stocks and bonds, and not currency, and that's very important.
Yeah, that's really important here. So you think of crypto like, you know, Apple stock or Facebook stock or Exxon stock or something like that. You buy it, there's no tax. You hold it, there's no tax. When you sell it, you look at the difference between what you bought it for and what you sell it for. But there is one big and important difference between those kinds of investments, the stocks and bonds, and crypto. And that is that if you sell a losing stock and take a loss, and you can use it against other profits, you can't buy it back for 30 days. Because that would not be fair, the code says, but that only applies to securities. It doesn't apply to crypto. So crypto is not a security. Now, if you took a big loss this year and you think crypto is going up, you could buy it back the next day. You might even be able to buy it back the same day and not suffer. You could still use the losses. So this is why I urge people to read the story.
And apparently the IRS has really been very, very aggressive as far as sending information on thousands of digital currency accounts to revenue officers. I guess, you know, people are unaware of the tax rules. And
yes, what's happened is that the IRS realizes that Bitcoin could be kryptonite for the tax code because you can hide money and do all these things. And so they went to a federal court and got the court to order Coinbase, which is a big exchange in San Francisco, to give them information about 13,000 accounts that had more than $20,000 worth of Bitcoin each from 2013 to 2015, and they sent it all over the country. They're matching it against collection cases. They just seized a crypto wallet in a civil case, and they've got some criminal cases going. So they are taking this seriously. So it's time to get your crypto house in order as far as taxes go.
And you can find Laura's report, Make the Most of Your Failed Bitcoin Gamble, Sell Now, in the Your Money section at WSJ.com. Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Saunders joining us in our studio. Thanks, Laura.
Thanks for having me.
And that's Your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.